In Baghdad today, the Iraqi parliament voted to oust its outspoken speaker. Mahmoud Mashhadani is a leader of the main Sunni Arab bloc in the legislature. The parliament said his behavior had been an embarrassment. He frequently engaged in shouting matches with other members of the assembly. NPR's Jamie Terabay joins us now from Baghdad. Jamie, the speaker has been under pressure for some time now. What happened that finally pushed the parliament to vote him out of office?
It was basically a scuffle that happened yesterday at the end of the session, where a Shiite Turkoman member complained that he'd been roughed up by some of Mashhadani's bodyguards, and that at one point Mashhadani didn't even try to stop his guards from manhandling this parliament member.
Jamie, Mashhadani is, as I understand, a former physician. Can you tell us a little bit more about him?
Well, he's a radical Sunni. He's an extreme Islamist as well, and he makes no apologies for his opinions. He's supposed to be a unifying figure as the leader of the parliament, but more often than not, he's the one responsible for making very inflammatory sectarian statements. At one point last year, he said that anyone who killed Americans should be celebrated as a hero. So it's just been one thing after another that have been part of his statements that have finally culminated in what was really the last straw yesterday, and the parliament just declaring that it had enough of Mahmoud Mashhadani.
So he loses his post as speaker. Will he retain his seat in parliament? What happens next?
Yes, he will remain a member of parliament. His Sunni bloc, the Iraqi Consensus Front, has a week to come up with a replacement, and then the person that they're going to nominate, his nomination will be discussed with the other main blocs in parliament, and at the end of the week, they will vote on him. In the meantime, his Shiite deputy is taking over, and he apparently is better at doing the job, is more capable, and they're hoping that he will be able to move forward with pushing the legislation that everyone is waiting for Iraq's parliament to do.
Jamie, some of the behavior attributed to Mashhadani, he's said to have slapped a fellow member of parliament, these kinds of shouting matches. Tell us a little bit about parliament, the tone of the legislature there.
Some of the people that we talk to, some of the more experienced politicians, say that a lot of the people in parliament are immature. They have no experience of doing their jobs, and they come at it with a very immature perspective. You know, parliament is supposed to meet at 11 a.m., and the press is there at 11 a.m., and most of the parliamentarians don't turn up until 1. So, you know, they don't even present themselves as being serious in their duties. We hear a lot of reports about the absenteeism, that the fact that they often don't have enough numbers to hold a session, and that, in fact, when they do turn up, it's usually because the agenda of the day concerns their salaries or their benefits or things like that. So they're not taken seriously on the streets of Baghdad. People don't believe that the Iraqi parliamentarians actually work in their interest, and they're seen pretty much here as largely irrelevant.
And what about the question of this summer recess, a recess that could last as long as 2 months?
Well, I just got off the phone with Mahmoud Othman, who is a Kurdish lawmaker in parliament, and he said that is still up for debate. He says that within the Iraqi constitution, they're allowed to have 2 months. Last year, they only took a month because they had a lot of work to do, and it may be the same case this time because they still haven't addressed a lot of the key legislation that everyone, especially American officials, are waiting for them to go through.
And when will that be resolved, Jamie?
We're hoping to find out in the next few weeks that they're supposed to go on leave in the beginning of July. And if they don't, it'll be extended until August. But, you know, we don't know that yet. They don't know that yet. They're still working that out.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Jamie Terabay speaking to us from Baghdad.